It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Of course, we're live on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube, the Odyssey app. The NBA world is in chaos. The betting world is in chaos right now as well. With you got the NBA getting taken down at a lot of books, Ken. You got odds now and where Kevin Durant could go. I've got some updated odds here as to where Kevin Durant's most likely to be traded to, as he said reportedly that the Suns and Heat are the teams that he'd preferably. By the way, the Heat. Are you kidding me? The Heat haven't had salary cap space in like 10 years that they always just keep getting.
Have they ever had salary cap space ever? Everything's cheated.
I don't know.
They just rig it every
time. Pat Riley just makes space happen. It's like he's the guy where like something doesn't fit in your like bedroom and he just finds a way to manipulate it. And like, nope, this bed is nope. It fits. I made it happen. This is when NBA Twitter is great, by the way. Joel Embiid just tweeted out LOL. That's it. Just LOL. And I love him.
He's the best.
Troll and beat.
Well, LOL, let's get him to the Western Conference so I can actually win the conference. How about that, LOL? Yeah, so. Let's get him out of this conference. It's like, if he goes to the West, like if he does go to the West, we can do the next team market in a second. Like, if he goes to the West, I mean, am I just, like, how is Milwaukee not winning the conference next year? If he goes to the Western Conference, you're gonna bet Boston and Miami, Miami with no Durant, obviously. You're gonna bet those teams. I mentioned that like the 10 players, I should read the 10 players too, since I did that, right? That'd be a good idea. So
yes,
the players that check all the boxes to win titles, all of them. Jokic, LeBron, Curry, Giannis, Durant, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, Embiid, Luka, and Chris Paul. Those are your, and so how many of those play in the Eastern Conference if Durant leaves? Two, Embiid being the other one.
I've got actually multiple odds here now. Sorry, I'm listening to you, but I'm also like, this is what today is going
to
be. I'm just,
you don't have to listen to me. That's fine.
I'm listening.
Nobody ever
I'm
listens
listening.
To me anyway. It's okay.
I'm listening.
So do you see the next team stuff in our chat box though? Cause this is very interesting and I'm sure you have a market as well. So there are two different books, one of which you found and one of which Tyler found.
Yeah.
And we won't have to quote them, but there's a point to be made here. So you have one, right? Like you have a market for KD's next team. Why don't you read the first five teams? Just read like the first five teams.
So, well, the one that I have is actually the same. It looks like that's up here.
I thought you had one that had the Suns at even money. Did you have one that had the Suns at even money?
I did have another one. So I did have another one, and it's just gone. I can't find it. And this is just everything is moving at like lightning speed here. But it was
like that.
It was.
It's gone.
It was this one had the Suns at even money, and then it had the Heat at plus 125.
Responding to the tweet, obviously. Yep.
Yeah, and then Dallas at 4-1, which I really like Dallas. I think Dallas would be a great
fit. Want them to get him. I don't actually think they will. I just want them to get him. That's all.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant and Luka Doncic playing together would be so much fun. But another book has the Heat at 3-1, the Grizzlies at 5-1, which remember I had another one before. Yep. Ton of cap space. And then the Suns also 5-1, Hawks plus 550, Knicks plus 550, Clippers 6-1, Blazers plus 650. Then it jumps all the way to 15-1 for the Bulls. So you're going a little bit farther there. But that kind of goes to where I was before, where I had those other odds that were out when Kyrie was just having issues with the Nets, where Miami was still the favorite at plus 250, Memphis was 4-1, Phoenix was at 5-1, Atlanta was in there at plus 450. So it's moved around slightly. But if you notice on these, even with the prices that are just all over the place, because you don't really know how to approach all of this right now. It's so fluid in the moment. It's only been the last hour, less than an hour since this news broke. You're seeing certain teams at the very top of all of these in Miami, Memphis, Atlanta, Phoenix. Phoenix and Miami are the two teams that reportedly Kevin Durant has said he would prefer to go to right now. So they're scrambling. They're looking to do everything they can to make this happen. And Kevin Durant in the West in Phoenix with Chris Paul getting the ball and then Devin Booker, because they're not going to trade Chris Paul. So you're going to have those guys together. That's a really good team. They're already talking about moving DeAndre Ayton. I would expect maybe even DeAndre Ayton in a sign and trade to the Nets. I mean, maybe that's part of what they do to try and make this happen.
That would be a lot, and that would be one of the things. So probably
absolutely.
I mean, Ayton, Bridges, and six picks. You know, something like that. That's like a pretty good place to start, right? I don't know what Phoenix is. Tyler, can we look up Phoenix's draft capital? Like, do they have their own pick the next few years? They probably do. I can't think of, because Paul, they drafted Booker. Like, they wouldn't, like, their major acquisitions drafted Ayton, obviously, too. Like, none of them require trading draft capital. It's like, I would think they would still have a bunch of their picks going forward, too, which helps. Because, I mean, you offer a package of Ayton, Bridges, and, like, a ton of actual picks. Now, the Suns are going to be really good for a couple of years, but, like, Durant and Chris Paul are also probably going to be... It depends on how far down the road the picks are. Durant and Chris Paul are probably both toast in, like, 3 years, something like that. They have a first-round pick the next 3 years. It's at least a first. I mean, the Suns are going to be really good. That's part of the problem. But, like, they do have draft capital to offer. And they have, like, Ayton and Bridges are two great trade pieces to offer. Like, for you know, young players who can, like, potentially develop into... Bridges could be the best wing defender in the league. Ayton's obviously has the potential to be a really dominant big. Like, makes a ton of sense. And I want to tie a bow on... We just read those markets out for Durant's next team. This would be a fun time if you had access to a lot of different sports books to see just like a lot of things are going to become stale right away. If there's a market for, so the best example of that is if there's a market for Durant's next team and the Suns were like six when he had not even yet requested a trade, when Kyrie hadn't decided yet. And now they're five in a couple places. And like, I'll just tell you, like, that's the team I've heard the whole time from a lot of people who I consider smart. That's probably, I'm not saying your bet's going to win or that it's like done because other teams are going to start entering the mix now that they know he's available. But like the Suns won't be five tomorrow. That would be my guess. They won't be five tomorrow night. Like you will get, that is a valuable bet. It may not win, but it's probably a really valuable bet because a bunch of places just haven't changed that fast. A bunch of places probably pulled their market. NBA title and Western Conference would be two other interesting markets just to like, because I was doing this during the break. I was like, okay, the two things are going to start happening. The Nets are going to see their price just inflated to the moon because Kevin Durant's not going to play there anymore. You might as well make him a million to one to win the title. Doesn't matter. Kyrie Simmons and whatever they get back is not going to be good enough to win an NBA championship. We'll talk about that at some point. They actually might not be bad with that collection. If it is Kyrie, if it's Simmons and whatever they get back, it's probably a playoff team, even if Kyrie's not on the team, but like they're not winning the title. So Nets price goes to oblivion. Suns price comes down. That'll happen for sure. Cause the Suns could win the NBA title organically anyway with Paul and Booker. So I was just going around during the break and I was like, did anybody keep up like Suns 11 or like Suns 10? Not that like I want to put a ton of money on it. The bet's not decided for 11 months. This isn't some rich quick opportunity, but just like, if you kind of like, I mean, the Suns are a title contender anyway. And if you kind of like them anyway, like that's a pretty good start to a title portfolio for next year. Just grab like a kind of stale Suns price because like, let's say Durant goes to an Eastern Conference team. Or go, you know, whatever, goes to Miami, goes to something. Mm-hmm. The Suns can still win the title organic. Like, you don't need him to go there to win. That's one of the reasons why it's kind of an appealing bet right now. Like, the Blazers, if he does not go to the Blazers, you have lit money on fire in that exact moment. That money is on fire.
Yep.
Cannot be spent. Yep. The currency is dead. And, but with Phoenix, obviously, they can win the title multiple ways. They don't have to get Durant to win. So just, like, I just kind of shopped around during the break. There was like a 10-50 on the Suns. I was like, I'll put a little bit on it just because like this bet's going to age pretty well, I think. And he's going to, you know, if he's really going to be even or 2-1 to go to the Suns and everyone's telling me it's Phoenix, then maybe that's like a pretty good idea. So there are a little bit of betting ramifications here. It's not major stuff and the limits on the next team market are not huge, but it's still very, very interesting to follow.
You know, one of the things too, when you're trading for a star, you have to give up a lot. And if you're a team that has championship aspirations and maybe you already have a championship caliber roster, like the Heat, look, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. At least the Suns were in the NBA Finals 2 years ago. If you get Kevin Durant, you're still giving up more than just draft picks. Now, yeah, you're mortgaging your future like the Lakers and you're not going to have your 2027 and 2028 first round pick, but who cares? The question becomes, what on the roster do some of these teams have to give up? And that's the biggest concern that I would have. You know, if I'm certain looking at a couple of teams to bet on, like, what does Phoenix give up? They give up Mikal Bridges. Okay, look, that's actually, like, he's a really important player to that team. He's not Kevin Durant. So you go ahead and you say, well, it's fine, you're sacrificing somebody like Mikal Bridges. But do you start to give up a lot of depth? I remember years ago when the Knicks traded for Carmelo Anthony, they gutted their entire young roster. And we know that that didn't work out. They had one great playoff year and they won 54 games. And then that was really it for them. But they got rid of all the young players that they had that helped prolong that success. What puts the Warriors in such a great position right now is not only do they have their core still around, but they're getting older, is they have all these young assets that they're going to keep. They're like, they're not going to trade for Kevin Durant, obviously, although that would be hilarious if Kevin Durant got traded back to Golden State. But you know, they've got all those young pieces as well to add that depth. Teams end up sacrificing a lot of depth, and you've got to figure out, okay, you trade away half your roster for Kevin Durant, then you've got to fill those pieces in with mid-level exceptions and veterans, minimum players and stuff like that. So that can hurt some of these teams in those scenarios. So that's one of the unknowns that we're not going to have until the trade actually happens. So your best bet here is to look at a team like the Suns or the Heat. If you think he's going to go to one of them, you make that bet like you did, and you just go from there and assume they're going to fill out the rest of that roster and know that they've got stars in like a Devin Booker and Kevin Durant if it was in Phoenix, plus Chris Paul, and that's still going to be enough to help them win the title. But it's those little trickle-down effects that do affect teams that you don't necessarily know what it's going to be until later on once we get into the season.
Yeah, totally agree with you. I think the trade packages that come up will be interesting if we hear about them. You know, I think Phoenix's seems pretty easy to – and I am not like Mr. GM on this stuff, but Phoenix's seems pretty easy to understand. It's also the stuff that's been floated for absolutely forever. What is the best Miami trade package? That would be my question. Like Tyler Hero is probably in it, right? But like that can't be it. It's got
Tyler Hero and Duncan.
It's got to be a lot.
I would guess Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson are both in there. I don't know. I can look it up quickly. What their
right like draft capital and like what draft picks like are. They have a ton of guys on great contracts, and they have a ton of guys on terrible contracts. It's a really funny mix.
Can they do a Phoenix package though? Miami gave up draft picks for Jimmy Butler. Miami's done signing trades for both Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry. So they've given up assets just for those guys as well.
Would you offer Butler?
No, you've got to have Butler and Kevin Durant. They've got to both be there.
Ooh, I don't know if I agree with that. You have to have Butler and Kevin Durant, or you can just have Kevin Durant and everybody else?
I mean, so that Kevin Durant and then what? If you also trade away, because they're going to want Tyler Hero, they're going to want somebody young. Jimmy Butler and Lowry looked terrible in the playoffs.
He did look That's just awful. Durant and Bam, old, though, like, do I care who the other guys are if it's Durant and Bam out of Bio?
I mean, but Durant's also older. You worry that, like, does he start to regress a little bit? And I'm not on the bandwagon of that yet, but if you have Butler and Bam and Durant, that's really what's going to work. Right. All right, we got another hour of this coming up for sure. There's more. It's as fluid as it goes. Also, let's also keep in mind, Ben Simmons hasn't played a game for the Nets. Could he be on the move as well? God, I love the NBA. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.